What's good, radio family? It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice, and you are listening to KBRG The Bridge. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
This is God's Journey Child, Fedor Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPB Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Talk at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPB Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPB Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank. Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.
What is good, radio family? This is the Psalmist Voice presents. This is a showcase for all indie gospel business owners, pastors, entrepreneurs that is making a statement in the kingdom of God and the world. And of course, I am your humbled host, the Psalmist Voice of the 2020 Stellar Award considered KBRG, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Yes, we are on the ballot. There is still time to vote. So go to www.thestellarawards.com and go to the Best Internet Radio tab. Click that. We are Category 5 on the ballot, and you'll see our long name, www.radiokbrg.com/the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. So family, we have an exciting guest coming on in just a few minutes. And, of course, we're going to just go ahead and wait for her to come in momentarily. But, again, we are happy to have Miss Emma of Kids Publishing Corp. She is a 9-year-old entrepreneur doing it. So, family, she is the author of Storytime with Emma. And her stories are awesome. My 3-year-old is loving it now because I introduced it to her. So we are definitely excited over here on this end. But family, stick around. We're going to have Miss Emma Kirtle. She'll be in the building in just a few minutes. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. The next voice you will hear is Miss Emma, but we're going to play some music to set the mood outright. We're going to get some praise and worship going on. We got J.J. Harrison with Mercy, Cheho with Excess Love. So you're listening to the hottest Christian radio station in the land. It's the Psalmist Voice Presents with our 9-year-old entrepreneur, Miss Emma Kirtle of Kids Publishing Corp. So stick around, family. We'll be right back.
Now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go!
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rock!
Emma is a Gen Z kid like no other, but an entrepreneur on the side. She started recording children's books for a charity project in 2016 and turned it into a podcast with over 600 episodes in 2019. Now, she's co-founded a publishing company, and she wants to teach kids the importance of reading, writing, and building their own brand. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you, we have the 9-year-old prodigy entrepreneur, Miss Emma Turtle. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, this is Jason. Emma's right here.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so excited to have both of you on. And I know you're busy, sir, and I know you're busy. We got Thanksgiving coming up. We got family coming in and all that jazz. But I appreciate you guys stopping by to talk with me on today. So we're going to get right to the nitty gritty and have some fun. So I just want to applaud you, sir, and your wife as well. I want to applaud both of you because with what we have going on today with parenting and stuff like that and raising kiddos to do exactly what your daughter is doing, that is precedented. And I over here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, we just want to salute you, sir and ma'am, for doing an exceptional job with Miss Emma. And we just wanted to applaud you, sir. And I just wanted to tell you that openly and in public. Let everybody know we definitely appreciate what you're doing, and I know the best is yet to come. So, anywho, we got all that out the way. So, who wants to start first? Or do you want to introduce Miss Emma, Mr. Jason, or you just want her to just go all in?
Oh yeah. We'll share the mic. You know, I was gonna say, would it make you feel even better if I told you that I've done all this on my own as a single father?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is no wife over here. It's just me and Emma.
Oh wow. Well, there we go. I'm pumped to break real quick.
That was a perfect sound effect.
Yeah. So we're gonna salute you, sir, as a single father doing it, because that you don't hear a lot of that. And I'm just being honest. We have a lot of the, you know, ladies doing it on their own, but to see a man that is doing what she does, and I actually understand the father-daughter bond as well, because my daughter and I are very close as well. So I salute you, sir, for doing what you're doing with your daughter. So there we go. We cleaned that up. So, yes. So, here we go. What was the inspiration behind you and Emma actually doing this? Because when I listen to her stories, and now my 3-year-old's hooked now. So, yeah. So, yes. Yeah. So she's definitely, she knows how to engage 3-year-olds, because my youngest is very she's very selective, and for her to listen to Miss Emma and listening to what she does, and you know, that's a gift, because not a lot of people can do that. But what was the main motivation behind it? What birthed this?
You know, I've been an entrepreneur since before Emma was born. I mean, I started businesses back when I was a teenager. And I was always fascinated by entrepreneurship rather than being an employee and working for people. But if you back up to around 2016, 2017, when Emma was about 6, I started working with a nonprofit in Tanzania. I was helping them build a website and upload videos and graphics and everything, so they could have a new donation website, so they could start getting donations. And then Emma It made a change in Emma. I'll let her tell you what happened.
So these kids didn't have access to books or libraries, and I decided, like, well, since they don't have access to these things, what about me, like, reading to these children? So I started recording books, and then it became a podcast with over 600 episodes.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. And with literacy today and with the online stuff and everything so easily obtainable and all that, and no kid wants to go to the library anymore, because sometimes I'll take my daughter to the library and there it's like crickets in there. Like, there's nobody there. So just for you to do something like this is definitely awesome for kiddos that are in toddler age, just to try to understand what reading is. You know, I definitely want to applaud you, young lady, for doing what you do. And, you know, that is extra special to actually care for other people in the third world, to just do that for them and for them to have access to some imagination and reading and wanting to do it on their own. So definitely I applaud you, Miss Emma, for doing what you're doing.
Well, one of the things that I've always tried to teach Emma, I mean, even from the time she was a baby, is all we do in this world is read and communicate with other people. You know, and when I remember whenever I was telling her this, we were driving down the freeway, and I was pointing out all the signs that were on the freeway. And when you're going 60 or 70 miles an hour, not only do you need to know that you're going 60 or 70 miles an hour, not only do you need to know if you need an oil change or if you need gas, not only do you need to be able to read all these numbers and everything on your instrument panel, you need to be able to know what air conditioning is in order to turn your air conditioning on. You need to be able to read the streets and the exits out loud so that you can get off and get to your right destination, which basically means that if a person doesn't know how to read, then they're not going to know how to drive. Okay? So if a person doesn't know how to read books, then they are given a piece of paper by somebody. And that piece of paper, what's on that piece of paper has instructions. And on those instructions, their life is dependent upon them following those instructions. If they don't know how to read, then how are they going to keep living? How are they going Correct. To continue? And so whenever I look at the society that we live in today, I see a couple of different issues that are going on. One, we're all way too busy. We live in what we call the world of information. I call it the world of misinformation. Sometimes I call it the world of entertainment. Mm-hmm. Because we have an abundance of knowledge that is freely available to us. But the problem with free means that people are not going to take it as seriously. You see what I
Correct.
Mean? And so it's like if somebody wanted to start up a new business, and that new business costs them nothing. Well, they're not going to have as much into it as someone who's invested in it. If a kid Correct. Wants a car for their 16th birthday and you go out and buy them a $50,000 sports car, they're not going to have any kind of vested interest in it unless they paid for it themselves. And so these are just things that I tried to teach Emma from a really young age. And now she's kind of following in my footsteps and trying to help other kids learn that too. We live in a very, very, very big world that is beautiful and glorious and has all these amazing wonders and miracles and everything like that, but that same world will stomp on you and will not regard you at all as a human being if you're not willing to do things differently than other people. And so yes. I think I've just tried to teach Emma to do things differently than other people.
That's an awesome trait to have. Because, you know, again, you know, I'm originally from New Jersey, the East Coast, and we're taught that, I think, since birth, just being able to build something on your own. You don't have to work for someone forever. Come up with something that's going to be you, that's yours. No one can take from you. And even, you know, and I understand exactly where you're coming from, because when it comes to building something for our kids, leaving a legacy for our children to do something on their own and to build something for their own. You know, that's what we strive for as parents, just to either leave something, leave a legacy behind so they can take over or they can have their own. And, you know, this is what's so awesome about your story is that, you know, you're able to still have that bond and you still are developing her to do exactly what she likes to do. And she's not only helping herself, but she's also helping millions of other kids to learn how to read and write and be inspired to build their own brand. And that's awesome. Right. You can't teach right. that. That's genetics. So, and for her to have that ability to do that at her age, that is just awesome. So, you know, with this whole idea, this whole dynamic of building this, now you have your own company. It's called the Kids Publishing Company. .com, and you know, and you're doing that. So what inspired you to want to have your own company, Emma, and to really try to make an impact with other kids?
What really inspired me was my dad, because he loves to help people, and I really love helping people as well, and I really just wanted to follow in his footsteps being an entrepreneur.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, you know, you said something earlier. You said something earlier where you're from, where we're always, you know, I think a legacy, building a legacy is something that people have gotten away from.
Yes.
But the entire idea behind the Kids Publishing Company was to give – not to just, you know, we have a website where kids can go and publish books. And they can publish them for free. That's awesome. But you know what's mm-hmm. even better is teaching families how to build a legacy together. And,
correct.
You know, one of the things that I talk about all the time on this show or all the time on shows is, you know, if I had a 7-foot-tall son that could dunk a basketball, I would probably pour my life savings into getting him into the best college to make sure that he was going to the NBA.
Correct.
But if there was another kid in that household that was really good at a video game and you put him up next to the kid that's 7-foot-tall that can dunk a basketball, the kid that's playing the video game is probably going to be ignored.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in a world today where kids can make a living playing video games.
That's
and
true.
And that world is only going to get bigger. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm not saying, like, let the kid drop out of school and let them focus on video games. But what I am saying is embrace your kid's creativity. And even if you don't like video games, at least fall in love with the fact that your kid is in love with something besides drugs or sex or running away and partying and doing all these other things that all these other kids are out there trying to do. I think one of the biggest problems with society that I see, because I went through it too, I'm 36 years old, I'm a millennial, we were partially raised by this technology, and what this technology does is it makes everybody think that they're older than they are. It makes people think that they know, it makes people think that they know more than they know. It makes people
yes.
think that just because they watch a video on YouTube all of a sudden that they're an expert at something. But
correct.
you hit the nail on the head earlier whenever you said, like, one of the things that I tell Emma all the time, baby, is nobody can take this away from you. One day
yep.
your podcast is going to have 700 episodes. One day it's going to have 1,000. And no matter
mm-hmm.
where you go in life, no matter what you do for the rest of your life, no one can take that infrastructure away from you that you built that is yours.
It's you. Correct.
And if we teach our kids that, then we might be able to get rid of some of the issues that we see in the world today.
Yes.
You know, our kids, whenever people say kids are the future, well, yeah, they are. So why do we treat them like they're insignificant? Why do we treat kids like they don't know what they're doing or don't know what they talk about? I
mm-hmm.
think about the only thing that a child lacks is the ability to make the best decision. Other than that, their creativity is there. The brain is fully functioning. They probably have, you know, whoever's listening to this, your children probably have all the solutions already in their head to every single problem that you could possibly be facing as an adult at home.
Correct.
And so give them a voice, you know. But that's the job of the parent. The job of the parent is not to be a micromanager. The job of the parent is not to own the kid. The job of the parent is to guide the child. And I think that that's what I try to do with Emma as much as I can. I let her do her own thing, and then I try to just offer proper guidance to make sure that the correct decisions are being made whenever they need to be made. And other than that, you know, let's just give the world to the kids and see what they do with it.
Exactly. And I agree, because when we look at kids now, they come out 10 times smarter than we come out. It's like they're programmed to know exactly how to navigate a tablet, how to scroll to different things, know what they like already. It's like, what in the world? Where did you come from? Because when I was growing up, we still had encyclopedias, dictionaries, the old school way of learning. And this, the difference now is, it blows my mind to see just how smart these kids actually are. And you're right, we have to not always nitpick and, oh, stop doing this, stop doing that. If they love doing something, you motivate them to do it. And, you know, I see with my three-year-old, she's starting to come along the side of what I do as far as broadcasting, because she likes the jingles, she likes, you know, all the music and all that stuff, and I encourage her. And a lot of times she sits in here and listens to the shows and the broadcast, you know, to give her something that she can be constantly stimulated with, or when we're taking a car drive, all these things. So, you know, it's awesome to know that when you have a child that walks in your footsteps, and the way she sounds about her dad, she's like, I want to make my dad proud and do what my dad does. And that's awesome to hear that, because you don't hear that nowadays anymore. You know, it's all about me, Dad. I want my own thing, Dad. And, you know, all these things, you know. But What do you do for fun, Emma? What do you do for fun, you know, besides being a kid mogul and doing all these stories? What do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to take my old clothes and cut it up and make new clothes for my Barbies. I like to draw. I love to color. I like to make these little activity books for myself. I like to do a lot of fun things. I also love to dance and sing.
Uh-oh. All right, Dad. You have a multiple talented young lady here. You got to figure out which straw you got to draw next, because she got a lot of stuff she ready to do. Singer, dancer, designer? What? See, now I got to talk to my 9-year-old.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the thing. It's all the same. It's all
yes.
the same.
Correct.
And so I think that's what a lot of people miss. And I'm not even talking about parents. I'm talking about just people in general. Whenever they're, you know, whenever you make the decision, somebody asked me the other day on Quora. They said, "What circumstances usually happen for an entrepreneur to realize that they need to give up?" And I said, oh, that's simple. They need to realize they're not an entrepreneur, because
correct.
An entrepreneur doesn't give up. An entrepreneur goes until they find a way. Even Mark Cuban, you know, says you only have to be right once. You know, Benjamin Franklin, he built over 1,000 light bulbs before he got one to work. Colonel Sanders went to hundreds and hundreds of chicken restaurants trying to let them use his recipe and then pay him a royalty anytime they used his recipe, anytime they sold his dish. And he went to hundreds of them until he found somebody that said yes. And that's the thing about being an entrepreneur, and that's the reason why whenever I discovered these gifts in Emma, I started working on them as soon as I could, because it doesn't matter if somebody wants to be an artist or design clothes or be a singer or a dancer. There's a couple of steps they have to take first. One, reading. They need to know how to read. They need to know. The second one is communication. They need to know how to communicate with others so that they can get whatever it is that they want out of this life, and so that they don't have to waste a lot of time doing things that they don't. The other one is going to be tenacity, which would just be not giving up. You know, a lot of people say that they want to be a singer or a dancer, and then they give it a shot for 2 weeks, and then they move on to the next thing. Well, in order for Emma to ever be a famous singer one day, she's going to have to start somewhere and not give up on that thing.
Correct. Correct. So I wanted to ask this question, to both of you. I'll ask it. It's pretty self-explanatory, and I think you probably hit it already, but I just wanted to see if, for all of the kiddos that are listening to the program, Emma, what if you had one piece of advice to give anyone for just starting out their own business, what would it be?
Just work on it while you can.
Awesome. Awesome. That's an awesome answer. That's an awesome answer. Well, of course, I know, Dad, you have a very expounded detail on this question, but I'm really excited here, because this is a big deal, not only for our side over here, but you know, I'm really just at awe of just how articulate this young lady is, and she's able to just come out with the answers to the questions. And you know, like I said, I have to really give you a great amount of applause for Jason for doing an exceptional job with Emma. And you know, I'm gonna say this probably 10 more times before we get out of here on today, but I just wanted to just say that she's an awesome young lady. Awesome young lady. But let me switch the question to you, sir. If you had one piece of advice to ask to someone just starting out, what would it be?
Man, you know, I think I just want to expand upon what Emma said. Work on it when you can. And I think that's one of the things that really okay, so I'm gonna give you an example. You know, Emma and I, we go to this real estate meeting a couple of times a month. It's real estate investors, people who are investing 401ks and IRAs into passive investments. And there's always, you know, close to 100 people at this meeting. And at the end of the meeting, you're allowed to go up and talk. You can go up and say like a little 30-second commercial, talk about yourself, talk about your business or whatever. And I bring adults to this meeting, and I bring adults to this meeting because, one, they might need to learn about something that's going on during these educational events, and two, it also gives them an opportunity to talk about their brands. And so Emma and I are here, and you know, we're at this meeting, and we have three other adults that are in there, and the whole thing is over, and everybody has a chance to go up and give a 30-second commercial. Well, the adults that I brought there were afraid. They were scared to go up and talk to the room of people because they had never talked to the room of people. Emma went up there and grabbed her microphone, and she just talked to the room of people.
Wow.
And so now I have these guys that are like, oh my God, she just went up there and she just spoke to the whole room. She wasn't nervous. She wasn't anything. She didn't, you know what I mean? Emma was scared. Emma was nervous. I was nervous. I'm nervous every time I pick up a microphone. I'm scared every single time I get on the phone. Whenever somebody says, hey, we want you to be the keynote speaker and come speak to all these people, and I see all those people, I get nervous. But you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I do it. And then all of a sudden, you remember, hey, I know how to talk. I've used my words before. My mouth is working okay. I can do this. And before you know it, you're just doing it. The problem is people don't do it. The problem is that people try, they either go 100% of, you know, somebody gets an idea that they want to lose 20 pounds. So the very first thing that they do is they go into the gym and they jump on the bench press and they do everything that they can, even if they're doing it wrong. And then they go to the lat pull down. They do everything they can. They go jump on the treadmill and run for a mile. And they go do this and they go do this and they go do this and they go do this. The reason why I'm using this as an example is because I've was a trainer for a good bit of my life. So the problem with going into the gym and doing everything at once is you have now taught your body that the only way I'm going to see results is if I do all of this again, but harder. And then I got to do it harder. And then I got to do it harder. And so people go into the gym and they overwork themselves to the point to where they never see results. Had they gone into the gym one time and just left, you know, that might sound funny, but if you just go to the gym, walk around and leave, get in your car and go home. Well, now you've already made it to the gym, so you know you can do that. Now, the next time you go to the gym, walk up to one machine and do one exercise. Get in your car and go. Don't overwork yourself. The next day, get back up to the gym, get on a second machine, work it, do it, go. Get as comfortable as you can, and then start working up from there. And so we don't have to do everything at once. Whenever somebody hears, oh, this little girl has this podcast with 600 episodes, it's actually closer to 700 now. Well, she didn't just wake up yesterday morning and decide that she was going to have a podcast with 700 episodes. She woke up in 2016 and she decided that she was going to record a book. And she recorded that book. And then she recorded another one. And she recorded another one. And so whenever an entrepreneur thinks about success, their definition of success is Mark Zuckerberg owns a $300 billion company. But what they don't think about is the 15 years of step-by-step that it took to get to the $300 billion company. You don't have to build a $300 billion company today, but what you do have to do is something to get you there. And if you could wake up this morning, and if the only thing you accomplish today is one step that will get you closer to your goal, then you're ending the day closer to your goal.
Correct. Wow. And, you know, that right there, this is why I love what I do, because it's very easy to give up. But as soon as you have that inkling to do that, there's always something that's inside you that tells you, don't give up yet. It's not over. And you just keep pushing, you keep going, you know, despite of all the no's you might get. And just like you just said, you'll get that one yes. And that one yes will take you to a whole nother place. And all that work you put in, all the tears, the sweat, all that will be all worth it, because you're like, wow, look at what happened, you know. And that's what's so awesome about entrepreneurship, because not everybody can do it and not everybody is. And you have to have something deeply inside you that's special. You have to have that drive that no matter what somebody tells you, no matter what the obstacles that are in your way, you have to keep going, because you know what you have, and what you have is going to make a difference and make an impact. And you have to continue to do it no matter what. And I can definitely co-sign on that one. But I got one more question, because I know you got to go. But I wanted to ask just one more question to Miss Emma, and then, of course, I'll ask you, Jason, and then we will close out the show and make sure you give everybody everything that they need, how they can get to her podcast, how they can get to her website, all that stuff. But I have one more question to ask. And what made you choose this type of venture? And I'll start with you, Miss Emma.
I love reading and writing.
Whoa. Reading and writing is awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. It sounds simple, but it is simple. Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be complicated. It's pretty simple. She loves to read and write.
That's right. But you know how we do. We like to, you know, make it so eloquent.
right.
Fluff. Bells and whistles.
Right,
and kids
right,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, I just want to read and write. What else you want me to say, dude? Like, I love kiddos, man. Telling you. But yes, Jason, same question applies to you, and then just give the family everything that they need to know so they can follow her, because we already do on CastBox, because we're also on CastBox. So I subscribe and download her stories so my daughter can calm down. But anyway, give the family all the particulars, how they can get in contact with you, how they can, I mean, I don't know if you if she does appearances or not, I don't know. But just give the family all the information that they need so they can follow this young lady. And also just give a little bit of backdrop about what you do, sir, because I'm very interested in that as well. And I know the family is interested in hearing that also. So you have the floor.
Yeah, if someone were to Google Jason Criddle, they would see a whole lot about what I do. So I've been helping people create brands for some time. I'm a published author myself. I think that I've written close to 90 books. Wow. 20 or so of them are published, and about 11 of them became bestsellers in one way or another. I just love to write. Writing is my outlet, and reading is my outlet. And so having had a publishing company for a while and having helped a lot of entrepreneurs publish books, I've always been looking for a way to give something to kids, like give some kind of platform to kids, let them use it so that they can publish their books too. And that's the reason why we came up with the Kids Publishing Company. That's at thekidspublishingcompany.com. Right now it's a very introductory website. We have a PDF on there with some technical information that would allow a parent to help their kid put a book in the format that we needed in order for it to be published. But one of the main reasons why I do this is because I grew up poor. I lived in poverty. And the thing that I saw that was similar with everybody around me was everybody was broke and financially dependent upon somebody. Even my mom was in a bad marriage with an abusive father for a long time because she was financially dependent on him. I mean, what else could she do? And so whenever I started getting into the working world, I mean, even whenever I was Emma's age, I used to think to myself, how can I put more money in other people's pockets? And so I grew up from a kid to a teenager all the way to an adult. Instead of thinking about how can I make money today, I grew up with the mindset of how can I make money for other people today.
Correct.
So the reason why we came up with the Kids Publishing Company is because a book is an asset. A book is an asset. If it goes on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, it is there forever. And every single time somebody buys one of those, you make money from it. So, but that book is just one asset. There's plenty of other assets out there. There's podcasts. There's YouTube channels. There's crafts, there's drawings, there's all kinds of artist festivals and contests and competitions and all these different things that are available to kids. And so we started this because, like I said, I spend a lot of time helping adults, but why not help kids too? And most of all, why not help families? Like, why not allow a family to build a business together? I don't know if anybody knows this, but the most powerful companies, the biggest pieces of technology, all the infrastructure, everything here on the planet, all the richest people on the planet, they're families. They're not a person. They are families. And so if families stick together, if families build things together, then families can build a legacy together. And that's why we started this. So if there is a kid or a parent or a family that wants to get a book published, they can use our platform for free. All the instructions are there to help them. They can check out thekidspublishingcompany.com. There's also an app for some of our premium products and services for the company that's available on Apple and iOS, or I'm sorry, iOS and Android app stores. That's the Kids Publishing Company app. Emma, where is your podcast, baby?
It's on CastBox, and it's called Storytime with Emma.
And then if somebody wants to get in touch with me, like I said, it's probably just easier to Google Jason Criddle, last name C-R-I-D-D-L-E. But somebody can go to jasoncriddle.com if they need help with building a brand, and they can reach out to me. We'll be more than happy to help.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I definitely appreciate both of you for coming on the show today, and I just hope nothing but more success to the both of you. And, you know, I'll be listening more and more, and I'm very excited about where all this is headed. And definitely, Jason, I've already sent an email to you, sir, so we'll definitely talk off air. But I'm definitely excited to have both of you on the show today. Thank you so very much for taking the time out to do this. And also, happy Thanksgiving to both of you, and also a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we pray over here nothing but more blessings and success to the both of you. And we thank both of you for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
No problem. Well, family, that just about wraps it up for today's show. Yeah, I'm sorry, but they gotta go. We gotta go. But again, please go to castbox.com and get Story Time with Emma. Her stories are very, very inspiring. And if they can get my three-year-old's attention, they can get your attention. Just saying. And you can also download this particular episode on iTunes. We are on iTunes. The Samus Voice Radio Network is on iTunes Podcast as well. You can download that on that platform. Also here on CastBox, CastBox FM, you can download today's episode, or just come straight to blocktalkradio.com/TPV Radio, or you can go to KBRG, The Bridge. That is our tag team radio station. We've also just wanted to let you know, Jason, and if you had some time, KBRG and the Samus Voice Radio Network, we were considered for nomination for the 2020 Stellar Awards in Las Vegas, Nevada next year. And all ballots are open for the first round on December 1st. They close. So if you know anyone or anybody that knows about the Stellars or are into the Stellars, please vote for us. Just go to the website. Tell everybody www.thestellarawards.com and go to the Best Radio Station tab. Click the tab and go to Category 5. And you will see our very long name, well, my very long name. You'll see www.radiokbrg.com/TPV Radio. Well, not TPV, it's spelled out. The Samus Voice Radio Network. Taking a deep breath. Yes. So, yes, it's all there. Just click, share, repeat. Click, share, repeat. So, we're done. So we definitely appreciate both of you again for coming on. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And bless you again for having the time to come to the Samus Voice event on today. So family, that's about it.
We'll vote for you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we definitely will talk off air, Jason, if time allows. We're definitely getting out of here. And today, family, Have some fun. Enjoy your family. Everybody's flying in. Spend some time with the kiddos. Love on them. Hug on them. Motivate them. And always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. So we will see you next time on the next exciting episode of The Psalmist Voice Presents. We will see you next time. God bless.
The Psalmist Voice presents Let's Go.